And then, two carvers blasted into view.
Quickly, to the red terminal.
They sprinted across the snow as the squadron closed in. Attached to the back were long sleds, men and women jumbled together, six apiece. These shredders weren't dressed in war gear, but ragged overalls blotched by resin. These were lumberjacks. A driver cut along their flank, a barrel-shaped brute with a beanie. He waved a chainsaw like a conductor's baton.
Ice them all! Ice them all!
A pole shot missile took one of Wilbur's warriors in the back. The companions and the Green Nook Sekmen dashed up the steel ramp to the terminal. Inside, Ricky gawked at the revolving gondolas, but Cobb shook his collar.
Stop looking, start aiming.
From the terminal entrance, the Sekmen drew their bows and let fly. The Green Nook party put their backs to the wall, flanking both sides of the doorway.
How many are there?
Too many!
Plan A's failed, and now Plan B. What the heck are we gonna do?
Doc pointed.
Please guard this entrance and hold them off for as long as possible. Jack, I need you to watch the sides.
Got it.
Wait, Doc. What are you doing?
Doc nodded and ran toward the operator's booth.
Finding a Plan C!
Inside, glass littered the floor. Steel cables were strewn about. Doc saw smashed radio equipment, a pierced fire extinguisher, dry and crusty material glazing the debris, and in the center of the junk, a wire-cored snowblower. He dropped to his knees and scrabbled through the pile. He didn't know what he was looking for, only for something, anything, to even the odds.